Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Now, Kathy Bates, that's a bad bitch right there.
I don't know how long.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
Hey, the Astros dropped the final game of this series. Just the second time in the last 10 home games that the Astros have lost. Tigers get the final game after the Astros won the first two. Final score today, 7-4 Detroit.
Yeah, it is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show. And T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, have the latest. And the latest is, as you heard there from TK, Todd Callis, the Astros dropped the final game. They were in search of a sweep today over the Detroit Tigers, one of the better teams in the American League, off to a great start, had the best record in the American League coming into this series, but they were unable to do so, and they had an uphill climb going there. As A.J. Bluebaugh was getting his first start, Clint, and they kind of shortened things up with the lineup. There was no Yordan in the lineup today. They ultimately ended up losing 7-4. They are now two games over 500. They get the day off tomorrow, and then they go ahead and head and take on, good Lord, who do they play? Oh, the Chicago White Sox. They're the White Sox on the road in Chicago at Rate Field. Took the guarantee off, by the way, you know that the company took the guarantee part, just kept Rate at Rate Field. So tough one today. They had their chances. They stranded 12 base runners, 2 of 10 with runners in scoring position. But still, overall, this is what you want. You play a really good team like the Tigers. You want to take 2 of 3 from a team that was hot like the Tigers were, and they did their job. But yeah, unfortunate they took the L today. But we'll see what they do, as they're in a pretty good stretch right now.
Yeah, I mean, today, look, I mean, like you said, you said it, man. You had your opportunities and you didn't get it done. You had a first time starter that got the wheels came off in the third inning. You give up 7 runs by the time you wrap up the third inning, and now you got some hunting down to do, some chasing to do, and you had your opportunities and you didn't get it done. Let's just keep it moving. The big news is the rotation for this that White Sox series that you mentioned.
Yeah, but yeah, so a big one there is by the way, Clint, AJ, his ass was optioned to AAA Sugarland right after the game.
Oh, Blue Ball did?
Yeah, I did see after the game he was there with his family on the field, giving them hugs, but he is immediately optioned to Sugarland, and Brian Pena will be back up, but optioned to Sugarland right after the game. Hopefully for him, that's not his last one.
Yeah, that's not necessarily how you envision it. But as I said, I'll repeat this. Said this to open the show today. We've seen it 2 years in a row, and my heart literally hurts for the families. Pitchers' parents should be off limits for the cameras when the wheels are coming off for their son, their grandson, their boyfriend, wife, husband, whatever, on the mound. Parents should be off limits. They done panned that damn camera around there and found the blue ball family and
right after he gave up that grand slam.
God, right after he gave up that grand slam, man, that hurts my heart, man.
Other news on the pitching front for the Astros, it'll get you blue balls all day long. The other news from the Astros, now you got blue balls and these nuts, don't slam, you?
As he watched that old ball drop, that grand slam get hit off of him. That's what it felt like.
Yeah, blue balls and these nuts. These nut was watching it fly over the.
There ain't no doubt.
It was.
Whole blue ball right over the head of these nuts.
Yep. It's all too perfect.
That is exactly how it happened. This is where Zach was playing. And it right in front of the Crawford boxes. And those blue balls went right on over the top. But,
these nuts, the Zenzo.
Great.
But other news, Lance McCullers, he is going to make the start, in line to make a start Sunday against the White Sox. Coming up, this is the three starters for that series. Framber Valdez on Friday, Hunter Brown on Saturday, and then Lance McCullers. I don't look too far ahead. If the Astros are in the postseason, do you think this is their top three starters?
If they're in the postseason, I'll go with
they're
that.
In the post, you think Lance cuts in there, gets in front of a Spencer Getty?
Boy, what a story. I mean, I gotta think if Lance is good enough to be in the rotation, if he's healthy enough and good enough to be in the rotation, I gotta believe that the experience, the stuff, the bulldog mentality, the resume, I got to think that puts him in front of Eric Getty, especially if Eric Getty don't know no better. He don't have no better judgment than standing in left field and take a BP ball off the hand, yeah.
That just can't let that go, can you?
No, I'm not going to let that go. That's the damnest thing I ever seen.
It is an interesting thing.
I mean, just think about it.
Well, this is not good.
Hey, I'm the number three starter, the second best young starter on this team.
It's not good, Cody.
I'm coming, baby. I'm coming for this contract. I'm going to go stand in left field while the Mariners.
Word on the street is it happens every day in the majors.
Add that to the list of dumb stuff that MLB does.
This Spencer got hit.
5 o'clock fire.
His right hand.
Right hand.
You could hit him in the damn head for better. You could hit him in the head and gave him a concussion. You could have broken an eye socket. He'd already be back.
Shoulder, whatever. Did I send you guys that video, that old Royals player that got hit in the back? Did I see the one, the guy that got hit in the back as he thought he was a cutoff guy?
What the hell?
He went down like he got shot. He had his back turned.
I didn't get to that one.
He had his back turned to right field and just got drilled in the back and exploded.
It sucks to suck.
I wonder, is that what happened to him in the outfield? Like, God, if it hit him in the back, he'd be pitching right now. All right, game five tonight. We've talked about it. Rockets, Warriors, and we'll I'm sure, hit it one more time before we get out of here as they get going. Hey, 6:30. They said get out here early. All right, they said get out there. We need a home court advantage unlike we've ever needed one, is what the Rockets. They put out a press release. Early game tomorrow, 6:30. Please get out there and give them the noise right off the bat.
Let's go, Rocket.
A lot that we've talked about. Are you feeling better as you're getting through the gate, through the day, and now we kind of talked through it. You've had some almost therapy. Tyler, you too. You were just really down in the dumps earlier. Are you feeling at all any better about this game for the Rockets?
I don't need some almost therapy. I need some therapy when it comes to the Rockets. So, yeah, no, I don't feel any better. I mean, the more we talk about it, the closer the game gets, the worse I feel. I don't feel a whole hell of a lot of different, to be honest with you, about the team as a whole. It's just my hope and my confidence in Jalen Green has been absolutely snatched from soul. I have zero. There's nothing, Ron, and you, I mean, hell, you, the people. I mean, The way I responded to Jake Myers, you probably know this. There's nothing more painful. There's nothing more telling than when the moment's too big. And when I say moment, I just mean, hey, you're on the floor with some absolute dogs and it's win or go home. When that moment's too big – man, hey, I can't do much for you.
Yeah. You got any, you feeling any better?
I think I am feeling better as we're getting closer.
I knew Tyler would come around.
I'm known to get a little more excited as a game nears.
I think you should kind of switch up sports and rally cap this thing. Pull your clothes out inside out. Flip your hat over, rally cap this thing.
No. Jalen Green ruined any chance of me wearing Rockets gear for this game five tonight. Wow. I'm wearing this throwback Stroh's jersey. I'll do it proudly. But I am feeling better. I'm feeling a little better as we get closer to tip.
By the way, I can't believe you put that together today.
Yeah, Tyler's getting closer to the tip. Yeah, I can't either.
What?
The fit?
Yeah.
What's wrong with it?
I can't believe you left the house with all that on.
What are you talking about?
You got the old blue and gold Astros over a traditional Astros logo.
I got a
literally
button up
right
now.
There in the chest.
Mixed it all together.
And you got an Aggie hat on, but you can't see the Aggie hat. You didn't see that, did you?
Hats don't matter. Well, I'm going to tell you what pissed me off. What pissed me off so much, and I didn't even acknowledge it because I saw it from the side. You got a haircut today, didn't you?
Nope.
Did you get it yesterday?
Last Wednesday or Thursday?
Oh, never mind. I'm sorry.
Thanks for paying attention.
Thanks, ass.
I thought it looked like you had a fresh cut.
Oh, yeah.
You did look clean today. Did you trim your beard or something? You did something.
Turn around.
I shaved my neck.
Turn around real quick. Shave your neck. That's not a fade of somebody who got it last week.
Yeah, that fade's hung on for a while.
That is a tight... You sure from you the did, side you sure angle, it up? Looks like... Because now I feel like a dumbass. Text line. No, YouTube, stop. Before you get on it, I walked in. I was like, "Damn," because I was gonna say, "Damn, I like that cut." But you know, I'm pissed because you had the hat on.
Oh, you know, if this is it, you just have a really, really good eye. I used a brand new like product in my hair today.
Maybe that was it. Something looked different.
He's got a hat on.
But something looked different from the side. Like it looked.
Yeah, but I like to have control of my
I think it's because you shaved you cleaned your neck up and everything. You look clean.
It was higher. No, it was higher that looked different. And the neck probably was part of it. Higher. All right. So you guys,
as long as I look good.
I feel like I said, I'm out of five, man. It is to me is,
on Tyler's outfit or the Rockets?
On the Rockets. Oh. To me it's
my outfit's a 10.
Is I know Steph that's the thing is Steph is not going to have 17 tonight, like he did in game four. Are they gonna be able to offset Steph? That's my
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
5 o'clock fire.
Well, maybe that's what they should do. Let Rudy out there. Let Akeem out there. Clyde, where are you at? Where's Otis Thorpe? Let him out there. Good God, let them all out. Sam, fly Sam out. I know he's coaching Boston, but fly Sam Cassell out here. Let Vernon come out there.
Get Vern out there.
E.T. phone home.
Let Vernon out there. Where's my man Mario Ellie? Let him kiss the death their asses. Get him out there. All right.
He kind of annoyed me after that. We can talk about it later. But he kind of annoyed me after the last loss.
Yeah. Who?
Mario Ellie. Why? He tweeted out some BS about, you know, you Rockets fans need to be patient with this. You know, this is a young team. They're ahead of schedule. Get the hell out of here with that ahead of schedule BS, Mario.
That's kind of fair. All right. The NFL, this story that's been talked about. And we initially heard the Falcons weren't going to take any kind of action towards their new defensive coordinator, Jeff Albrick. But the NFL sure as hell did. The NFL fined the Atlanta Falcons $250,000, and they fined the defensive coordinator, father of Jax Albrick, they fined him $100,000 for failing to prevent the disclosure of confidential information distributed to club in advance of the NFL draft. So Jeff Albrick, who was the defensive coordinator, if you missed it, his son, Jax Albrick, saw, as he described, an open laptop, saw Shedeur Sanders' phone number in it, and he is the one that prank called Shedeur Sanders and like a fool video recorded himself so we could completely see who it was. And now with that, the Falcons over, what, $350,000 total in fines, $100,000 from his dad. Now, real quick, I don't know what a defensive coordinator makes, and I know he's been coaching for a while. I mean, that ain't somebody, just $100,000 ain't nothing. Like, it ain't easy to just unload. I'm not saying he is really fighting it, but this ain't a guy who's making $50 million a year or $4 million a year. So his son really cost him some things. By the way, Jeff spoke today. A couple of things he said. My actions not protecting data was inexcusable. My son's actions were inexcusable. We are both deeply sorry. The Shadur Sanders family were amazingly gracious, more gracious than they needed to be in moments like this. That's from Jeff Albrick, who spoke today.
You know, that's the one person in this equation I never worried about. Like, I don't think, like, Shadur, you know, he's taking a lot of heat right now, but he doesn't strike me as a guy that a prank like as bad as this would even, I mean, it's just keep it moving, whatever.
Right? I hope so.
He doesn't seem like a guy that would hold a grudge against somebody. I mean, they're out there doing rap videos and having parties and throwing money and doing raps after getting drafted in the fifth round when you're expected to go top 10. It doesn't seem like there's the level of seriousness.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Doesn't seem to be one where he'd get pissed about getting that call. But what a bonehead move, man. What a bonehead move by the dad, the coach. And clearly your son's an idiot. But what kind of fool gets a list of the phone numbers? First of all, why does he even have any of them? But secondly, how do you get them and you leave them on your damn island in your kitchen with your iPad open?
Yeah, but Clint, you expect your 21-year-old son to be a dumbass to go through
no,
it
you
and
don't.
Say, let me do it. I would think, like, I don't think Trey would do it.
No, you're right. But I'm not. Yeah, your son, your family. But what if, I mean, you never know when I'm going to have some guy in the house doing some kind of service or some kind of delivery or whatever, and looks down and sees Shador Sanders' number on. You never know.
Yeah, he in the privacy of the house, man. Yeah, I don't you're damn 21-year-olds. Like, yeah, he's like that would be a tough one, right? I know a lot of people said, you know, whoop his ass. Like, I mean, honestly, probably not whooping. I don't know, but I don't. Maybe some fathers are going to go out there and say, "All right, son, let's square up in the garage and fight." But like, what do you do with?
Give me the belt, grab your ankle.
Like,
son.
What do we do? Like you are incredibly hurt. You would be in like. Just every time I tell you what $100,000.
I tell you what I'd do to a 21-year-old is he'd work his ass off to pay me back at least 50 stacks.
Like I don't even want to talk to him. Like it like that like I don't even want to see your ass. Like it's even worse than
agreed.
Than, like I'd be so like just hurt from that situation. All right, coming up, we got to revisit something that Clint had to say yesterday, and we didn't get a long time to talk about it. That's why I think it's something we should discuss again. And I know it's a point that many of you had thoughts on in regards to the Texans. We'll do that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in. Astros wasn't able to complete the sweep. If you're just joining us, they lose 7-4. To the Tigers, but they do take 2 of 3 day off tomorrow, and then they will head to play one of the worst teams in baseball, the Chicago White Sox, and will have at least their top two pitchers going in Framber Valdez and Hunter Brown, and then the return of Lance McCullers as he will go Sunday in that. Also, I wanted to make a reminder to you that we are proud partners with the Insperity Invitational. It is happening at the Woodlands Country Club tournament course this weekend. Names like Steve Alker, David Duvall, Ernie Els, John Daly, and more of the PGA Tour champions best are on the course right here in town for this incredible weekend of championship golf. And it tees off on Friday. Entry to the tournament is free. For score updates, tee times, weather notes, and more information, head to AsperityInvitational.com. A lot going on this weekend, and Clint, we've talked about the Rockets. We will finish things up and talk about them one more time before we get out of here, I'm sure. But I want to revisit something you talked about earlier, and those of you on YouTube and Twitch, those of you on the text line, 713-572-4610, if you're just jumping in. And yesterday we did our segment, Real or Fake. We do it every Tuesday, and I posed the question of Damian Pierce has played his last game for the Houston Texans, and it didn't really even sound like you really budged on it. Like, you seemed to be like, yeah, I think it's real on this thing with Damian Pierce, and started to put together the thought of, like, this is a guy here the last 2 years, obviously has not done a lot, has struggled at times, has been benched. Hell, he played in 11 games with injuries last year, played in 11 games, rushed for 293, scored 2 touchdowns, caught 2 balls for 2 yards. And when you look at that 293, a lot of that came in 2 games in which he had over 100 in both of those games. Clint, let's revisit that. Why did you have the feel of it being real that this might be it? He may not be on this team.
With Damian Pierce? Yeah, look, I think there's a very convincing story that the majority of it has been written. I think it starts with what the team and their decisions have told us they feel about Damian Pierce. You look at last year, and I don't think it's any secret. Hell, I think Bobby Slowick even came out and said it when asked why Joe Mixon wasn't used more in the pass game. It was because he had such a heavy load in the run game that they were having trouble getting to those things. Now, you can blame that on Bobby Slowick, but I look at that as that's a severe distrust in any other running back in the organization to take pressure and carries and wear and tear off of Joe Mixon throughout a game or even throughout a season in order to get the best version of Joe Mixon, right? Number one, I don't think there's any denying that. And that happened all year long, right? Then number two, you look at So number one means Dameon Pierce wasn't thought of highly enough to at least spell the number one bell cow back, at least give him a little bit of relief. No thank you, Dameon Pierce. Right? And then you look at the way when the season went on, the third down back became Dare Agumbawale. And whether that was because they trusted he knew what the hell to do.
Also with that, Clint, they were trusting Cam Akers ahead of him too.
Bingo.
Then they traded Cam Akers, but he had moved up.
Bingo. But Dare Agumbawale became the third down back. And he lacks explosiveness. He lacks speed. He lacked twitch. But they could trust that he would knew who to pick up and knew who to block. So Dameon Pierce wasn't trusted enough to, at the very least, take some of the pressure off Joe Mixon as a first and second down back. He wasn't trusted enough to be the third down back, catch the ball out of the backfield, protect the quarterback, know who he has, and protect him. And that's how the season ended. And then in the draft, they go out and trade a third rounder in 2026 to move up in the fourth round and take Woody Marks, who to me is kind of a combo back. I think Woody Marks has the ability to do both. He could be a true counterpunch that has some third down scat back type abilities, given the two systems that he's played in. Mike Leach's air raid, Lincoln Riley's air raid. I think he can do a little bit of everything. I think he really helps you in the pass game. So when you look at, you know, all these different things at the running back position, it's hard to see where Dameon Pierce gets more carries than he's gotten in the past. And then you start looking down, okay, well, depth running backs typically play a lot of special teams. Well, who's Mr. Special Teams on the Texans? Yeah. Dare Agumbawale. He's going nowhere. So he's a back that they trust more on third down in critical situations. He plays more special teams. Hell, he's the backup kicker. He ain't going nowhere. I just don't see. It's not necessarily as much of an opinion as it is I'm just listening to what their decisions are telling us on Dameon Pierce. So yeah, I'm pretty convinced that Dameon Pierce's opportunities are going to be few and far between moving forward. And you know, it's unfortunate given how you know promising I think his career started here in Houston, the lone bright spot through an ugly couple of years.
Could the lack of use of Pierce be attributed to Slowick?
Could be. This could all be Bobby Slowick's fault. Could all be Bobby Slowick's fault. But I'll say this. If D'Amico Ryans and everybody over there, if it were Bobby Slowick's fault and everybody over there was going, we need to see more Dameon Pierce.
They would have drafted Woody.
Well, they would have made it. They would have forced Bobby to play him. Like, because it became a problem for Joe Mixon. Right? It was a problem. Like, literally, they told us it was a problem that Joe – why ain't Joe Mixon getting used more in the pass game? Like, I can't remember what game that was. He had a couple catches. How come he doesn't get used more? Well, we spent a lot of time using him on, you know, he's getting a heavy workload as it is. It's hard to add more to his plate. Like, that's I don't know. It's pretty telling to me, man. So, yes, it could have been Bobby. It could have been Bobby's decision. It could have been Bobby's system. But Bobby's not here, and they still traded a third-round pick next year to move up in the fourth round to get Woody Marks. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't give him enough opportunities to make you, like, just by their actions last year. Like, they didn't give the first game of the season, they ran Joe Mixon 30 times, right? Like,
yeah.
when he was healthy, they just didn't give him enough opportunity. I just think maybe it's Bobby. Maybe it was, we have heard Bobby was the tyrant. He was Hal from Happy Gilmore. He was the one deciding everything.
Anybody else's fingers hurt?
Yeah, maybe Dameon. So maybe it was him that he laid down in front of the desk and said, no, Dameon is not getting opportunities and he is not running. Maybe it was him and everybody else wanted him to run. I just don't think they would trade and give up a third round pick and use a fourth round pick on a player to move up to go get a player that plays that position that seems to fit the bill of a backup running back and change the pace back to what Joe Mixon brings if they had those
fits. It would be like drafting the second kid out of Iowa State and then going, we're going to let Metchie get that run. He'll be a guy that we're going to develop in the next year and the following year. You know what I mean? Like, it'd be like drafting a guard and being like, nah, man, we just like getting aggressive and moving up and drafting a guard in any round, top three, four rounds, and going, we like these guys that we paid a little 1 year contract, a little rental contract for. We'd rather have them get that rep. Like, it just doesn't. It could happen, no doubt about it. It could happen.
I'll be honest.
Angels in the outfield.
I hope that. Thank you. I hope he does get out, because I still for the life of me, we've talked about it. That dude that was running his first year 2 years ago, I just can't believe that dude is just gone. And I think a lot of confidence and belief both ways is a big reason why, and I think he needs a change of scenery. Yeah. I hope at some point he gets to go to a different place, because I just don't think, you know, that cat's still in his early 20s. That is just shot. That dude that we saw just almost 1,000 yards in 12, 13 games is gone. So we'll see what happens there. But you're making a lot of sense when you start to look at the numbers. Coming up behind us, a little we'll get you ready for to make a little money. And I'm telling you, I told Tyler I want to get 65%. Well, right now this week, Tyler is at 82%. 9 of 11 thus far. He is rolling. There you go. He'll make you some money. We'll do that coming up. And then finally, this is the one thing. We talked to Brandon Scott earlier in our Rockets report about this. He said he would just ride it out with Jalen Green. Do you think that's what Udoka should do, or do you think he should give some thoughts about making some real changes, in particular with Jalen Green? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, remember, coming up behind us as we continue here on The Drive, you got Texans All Access, Mark Vandermeer, John Harris, Texans insider John M. Alexander will join the fellas tonight, go over his 53-man roster, potential 53-man roster. They will discuss that tonight. I think Drew Doherty will also be a part of Texans All Access tonight.
In the lab.
You know, Drew ain't had me on in a minute. It's all right, though, Drew. No, I think Drew does a lot of the stuff while we're here at work. It's all right. Drew's a good guy, man. Check it out. Right after we get done, they get started at 6. And then after that, Area 45, live and local, baby. The best damn late-night sports talk here in Houston, 7 to 11, as I'm sure they will be talking about today's Astros game. And with this being a 6:30 tip, I am certain they will have wall-to-wall post-game coverage when this game ends, hopefully ending with the Rockets having to head back with the Warriors to San Francisco for game 6. But stay tuned for those guys, as they will have that for you. And in a few minutes, we will get, and I mean, he's hot, folks. He's hot. We will get T-Mill's best bets, as he is 9 of 11. 9 of 11 on Monday and Tuesday. We'll see if he can keep rolling this thing out. So that's coming up here in just a few minutes. All right. This is it. Ultimately, I don't believe the Rockets season will end tonight. I think they will force a game 6. They will win at home, force a game 6. And I think a lot of that potentially has to do with what does Jalen Green do? And how do the Rockets respond to whatever Jalen Green does?
Will he show up?
That's right. And I'm sure you will let us know how you believe on that here in a few minutes. But, Clint, do you think, as this game has seemed to go whichever way he plays, he's played poorly, really poorly, they've lost. He's played well, they won that game in game 2. Do you think Udoka seriously considers going away from Jalen Green tonight? You think that?
Oh, yeah, it's if, it's not when.
Because my man Rob just said you gotta dance with the girl that got you there.
Well, again, to me, it's not if, it's when. Right? I'm sorry. Look, I'm just convinced.
Throw past that.
Like I said, it's you got 5 minutes, And then Udoka's got to have a counterpunch. And it can't be just more of the status quo. To your point, it has to be a full court blitz of Jabari Smith. Let's call it that. That's what seems to be a popular opinion right now of getting Jabari more minutes, more shots. It absolutely has to be. Because when he's on the floor and he's not Jalen Green, he's not that aggressive. He's a non-factor. And you've got guys on the bench that can factor in on the defensive end of the floor,
I'm gonna need Buddy Hield to not be ripping you. Yeah,
please,
to start the game.
Please. That is it, Ron. To me, that's it. You got 3 to 5 minutes, and three maybe, and five is heavy. Three maybe.
So you're closer to 3 minutes
because it's blatantly obvious. If he goes out there and the minute that he shows he's deer in the headlights, yank his ass out of there, and I don't want to see him on the floor no more. Like we're done. Jabari needs to get those minutes. Jabari needs to get those shots. Him playing second fiddle to Fred VanVleet is a non-factor in the game. And you've got guys that are better on defense, and you've got guys, again, Jabari Smith and Tari Eason are two of those guys that have no problem shooting it well from distance or putting it on the wood and getting to the elbow, getting to that mid-range jumper and confidently taking those shots. They've done it. They've hit them. They just need more minutes. I've gone from an all-out commit to Jalen Green to you got 3 minutes, partner, and from there on out, it's the rest of the crew.
Yeah, I think everything has to be on the table. You've got to me, be flexible in any kind of way.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects to it.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today
with Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Clint, and be flexible with, all right, we'll see. And be aggressive. And be aggressive in trying to get him going early. But once you see, because your season's on the line. Like, this thing ends if you lose, right? And I think a part of the problem, what helped them, what hurt them is, yes, he played 24 minutes, but maybe they waited too long before they finally pulled the plug on it and start going to more Steven Adams in that lineup, which I think they seem to play better. But to me, yes, I think you start with him. But I don't go all the way with you, Rob. With you just keep going, yeah, until right, until he rolls through. But
tell me, am I crazy, Ron? Again, you got 3 to 5 minutes. If Jalen Green,
you're pulling him for the game.
That's where I'm going with this. I want your opinion. You watch a lot more NBA than I do. You watch a lot more. Hell, you watch more Rockets closer than I have. But when he's on the floor and he's playing second fiddle to somebody, he doesn't even like. I forget he's there. Like, he's literally a non-factor in the game. And to the point you made earlier is you got Jabari, you got Tari, you got these different guys that you can plug in. You can go with the three bigs with Steven Adams. You got different things that have had success and players that have had success. I don't know why you go back to him. Like, on the floor, I don't know. If he's not going to be given the ball to get downhill, to be aggressive, I don't know why you get back to him. He's not a guy that's going to sit over there and get 4 or 5 opportunities and knock 2 or 3 of them down.
Yeah, I mean, for me though, I would look at it now. If it was the, hey man, he like he said, his knees are shaking, court looks big. You could tell it like that.
That's what I'm afraid
then
of.
Maybe that's it. I mean,
well, if we don't get that, then he needs to play. I mean, I'm all about it. But that the problem is we've gotten that multiple times.
Yeah, but it's that's the thing. But that to me, that's the thing that he's improved upon this year is. Like, in the past, it would be if he wasn't scoring, he wasn't really bringing much else to the table.
Yeah.
And I think this year he's done more of that. Like, he's done more of other things. Not in this series. He's done more of other things. Like, I mean, if it gets rough, I'd let him go in, and if them first 3 minutes, 5 minutes, like you talked about, looked like he did early, and Buddy Hield's taking the ball from him multiple times for runouts, then maybe I let him look, sit down a little bit, and maybe bring him back in to see what he's what he brings back.
That's where you lost me.
And then
coming out of halftime, nah, boss.
I made him bring him in the second quarter to see where he is. Let him get another run, and that's only if
Jabari Smith is grabbing his shorts.
Or somebody, or Fran, right?
Like, yeah, if Fran's like, out there stepping on his tongue,
I'll give him a run,
okay?
And we'll look out there and we'll see, and then we'll move on. But look, I'm not to the point of aggressiveness of like, hey man, let's run Reed and Cam Whitmore out there. I know there's some people who want to see that. I don't know if that is the case, but I think a lot of this hinges on him, and I wonder if the approach, like it was in game two, is to set himself up and to really look to get him going, or is it, all right, when we last left off, it was Şengün that we were really having a lot of success with, and that's who we're going through. It'll be really, really interesting to see how he goes about doing things. All right, Tyler, what's the best bets? Let's get T-Mill's best bets in. As we said yesterday, everything but Jaylen Brown on those assists, and you missed that by a half. Where are you going today?
Red hot, baby. Hit the nail on the head. Needed a strong start. We got it. 9 of 11. Keep it going tonight. Sticking with it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I got 5 NBA playoff bets. Obviously, that includes the hometown team, Rockets, as they are facing elimination against the Warriors tonight. Here are your 5 best bets. Miss any of them? Check out my Twitter, @TMillRealDeal. I post them there daily. Lakers, -5 tonight as they travel to Minnesota to take on the Timberwolves.
They're at home, but yeah.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Typo then.
That makes me feel better. I'm trying to think on that.
I still would have taken it because I'm not good. Lakers -5 at the hosting the T-Wolves. Warriors at Rockets. I'm on another over. These have been money the last couple of days. Over 203.5 for Warriors Rockets. Then 3 player props. We made money on this one yesterday, 2 days ago. Şengün over 4.5 assists. Jimmy Butler under 5.5 assists. And this is the one. It's one of 2 bets we've missed on the entire week. Jaylen freaking Green. Wake the hell up. Pull your head out of your butt. Put some sunglasses on for those bright lights at Toyota Center. Over 15.5 points for Jaylen Green tonight. Those are your 5.
Sunglasses and knee braces, huh?
That's ballsy. How did you get there from early? I mean, if you go back and listen to the first segment, there is no way that Tyler Milner is betting on Jaylen Green tonight.
I've never seen the points total that low. I mean, I almost had to.
Yeah, hell, he's gotten 7, 8, 9 in three of the 4 games.
Yeah,
I got a couple bandages on that one.
Now, the one game you did bet on him 18.5, and he hit it with 38. So we'll see there. I like the Lakers one. I think they'll take care of business. Jimmy Butler, we'll see. Hopefully for you, Steph isn't going crazy, and that's coming from Jimmy Butler. So.
Let's keep the heater going.
Yeah, let's see. Let's hopefully you do that as you have gone off here lately. 9 of 11 thus far this week. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access. Stay tuned for that. Area 45 following Texans All Access. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Brandon Scott, shout out to you for joining us on our Rockets Report. I am Ron, the show, and as always, Houston, we love you, baby. I was about to say, sounds like maybe something Tyler, Trump. Texas Rangers fandom would say.
The Rangers,
whoever the Rangers Tyler is.
By the way, great job giving up that walk-off Little League homer, Arlington. Freaking losers.
This guy.
Little League homer, man, walk-off. Yeah. You guys suck.
The dismounts are the best.
Yes, suck. That's what we all get.